Hello, everyone. It's Julie Harris, and we are continuing our discussion of prospecting avoidance. Last week, we talked about what are the symptoms, and this week, we're going to talk about what are the solutions. So why are we doing this topic? Well, it's simple. If you don't get over your prospecting trials and tribulations, everything else that I am teaching you in this class is going to be that much more of a challenge to you. If we can't figure out what is hanging you up, it's going to be a lot harder for you to just go call expireds when that's the homework, or for you to call asset managers. Okay, so let's jump into this. Last week we started this discussion about prospecting avoidance, or what is sometimes called call reluctance, and we talked about it could be fear of success, fear of failure. We went through a lot of those different things, and usually it's due to several different things. So if you missed that call, go back and listen to it. So what is the solution? I want you to write this down, and I want you to make a commitment that you really get that your number one job in real estate is to create new business for yourself every single day. Every workday, you must create new business if you expect to have a business in real estate. That's even more critical now because you need more leads and more listings and more buyers in order to get the numbers to work to your benefit. Back when financing was easy, you could have three buyers and everybody qualified. You didn't even have to really ask that question. You could just count on those closings. And because all the sellers were making tons of money, well, that wasn't too hard to negotiate. Now we have short sales to deal with. We have REOs to deal with. We have funky buyer financing. We have actual down payments that are necessary. So this means you have to have higher numbers of everything, more listings in your inventory to count on X number of listings closing per month. We've got to have probably five buyers for two or three of them to close predictably due to the more stringent financing out there. So this means you must become a great prospector. So last week we talked about the prospecting avoidance and call reluctance issues. This week is the solution. So I want you to write this down. Number one, recognize that prospecting or lead generation is your job. Rename it lead generation or money-making activity if that helps you get clear on this. It is your job. If you have not created new business today, I, as your coach, don't consider that actual work. What did you do? All right, well, maybe you got a buyer in contract. That's work. I get that. That's going to lead to a paycheck. But if you didn't do something that leads to a paycheck and you didn't do any lead generation, you're left basically self-unemployed. I don't know what you're doing with your day. Maybe you tweaked your website and you did all this stuff, whatever. It looks like work. But if it didn't actually generate anything new, you didn't actually convert any new business that you can count on, you didn't work. I don't know what you did, but you didn't work, right? And I'm being tough on you guys because it is your job as CEO of your company, as CFO, Chief Financial Officer of your company, to create income on a daily basis, not weekly, not monthly, not when you feel like it, daily. So that brings me to point number two. Schedule it daily and take it as seriously as you would a listing appointment. I think I can confidently say that none of you would cancel a listing appointment. You wouldn't just say, oh, well, I don't feel like it today. I'll just see if they can reschedule. No, you're going to show up ready to rock and roll. It's showtime, and hopefully you're going to walk away with a listing. You wouldn't cancel it. And by the same token, during that listing presentation, you also wouldn't be answering your cell phone and, oh, hang on a second, Mr. Seller, I got to take this call. You wouldn't let every last thing interrupt you. You wouldn't be getting coffee every 30 minutes and then going to the bathroom the rest of that day. You know, you wouldn't let all these things get in your way. Those creative avoidances, creative distraction, you wouldn't do that during a listing presentation. Yet most of you do that during your, quote, prospecting time. Something else always distracts you. So number two, schedule it daily and take it as seriously as you would a listing appointment. You would stick to the appointment and you wouldn't get distracted. That's what your lead generation time must become. Number three, and this is a mindset issue. Before I get to number three, I'm going to see if there's any questions here. Remember, you guys have a question box. Make sure that you hit send. And I see you guys on the call, so if you don't ask questions, I always get a little bit worried. So feel free to send those in. Okay, so point number three, celebrate small victories, like just making the calls, just sticking to your schedule, regardless of the outcome. too many of you, quote, try things out, and because you didn't have the world rain listings on you overnight, you just decide, oh, well, that doesn't work. You know, I called 3 asset managers, and they didn't have anything for me today, so I'm just not going to call them anymore, okay? Stop being so impatient and celebrate the fact that you're making the calls at all. An example that I've used before in this class is for students who are learning to work with for sale by owners. And we have all kinds of FSBO scripts and, you know, FSBO objections posted on the website, harrisrealestateuniversity.com. So, you know, a lot of people will, quote, try out working with for sale by owners. They'll make a list, they're going to drive around, and they just can't motivate themselves to make the call, so they decide maybe they'll go door knock, and yet they keep on driving past the sign with excuses of other things to do. Well, the day that you actually stop your car, that's a victory. You stopped your car in front of the FSBO. You're actually considering walking up and door knocking them. The next day, maybe you take the next step and you walk up that sidewalk and you actually knock on the door or ring the doorbell. That's a victory. Somebody comes to the door and you have a great initial conversation. Maybe you don't get in the door. Maybe you don't actually do a listing presentation, but you actually open up discussion about listing with an agent versus them doing it on their own. That's a victory. Setting an appointment to sit down and actually do a listing presentation, that's a victory. So celebrate your small victories, guys. Following your schedule is a huge victory. I don't expect you to set an appointment on every call every time. That's unrealistic. Not everybody in the world needs your help, and you should kind of be glad about that, because how could you handle all of that business anyway, right? So it's a numbers game. For example, call 10 expireds, probably only 5 will be home. 3 will give you the time of day, 1 will give you a listing appointment, and the rest will be lead follow-up. So some of you beat yourselves up because 9 of them didn't work out, and that's what you want to focus on. So then you just decide, well, you know, prospecting isn't for me. I'll just wait for the phone to ring, and maybe I'll luck out with a referral today. And yet, meanwhile, you didn't create any income today. So number 3 is celebrate small victories. It's not all about the appointment, although a lot of it is about the appointment. All right, so number 4, and this is a big mindset issue too. And again, we're doing this information on these two calls because we're going to work into more hardcore prospecting, and it's hard for me to do that with you when some of you still have issues with actually getting on the phone. So number 4, stop making it all about you. Put yourself into the mindset of service. What are you here to give? And this manifests itself sometimes in your script delivery. Some of you want to cut right to the chase, my expresses and my drivers. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the daily motivational message where we're talking about the 4 personality styles. We do email that to you every weekday morning. So, you know, sometimes you just want to cut to the chase and you just ask, you know, I can't even do it because I'm so used to teaching scripts with no yes or no questions. Do you need my help is something that you'll say, or, you know, can I come over and talk about your listing? I'm sort of watering that down. Versus, what questions do you have about your situation and how can I be of service? I've had so many of you guys in this class who get this point. You send me emails that say, as soon as I stopped making it about me, I started setting more appointments. As soon as I stopped making it all about me, I felt better about prospecting. I didn't get as nervous. I didn't freak myself out. So adopt what those successful students have done. Stop making it all about you and make it about being of service. Excuse me. So, again, send any questions in. If I'm not getting any questions, it's because you 100% get it and you are implementing all of these points every single day. Number 5, remember, lead generation is like anything in life. It is a numbers game. So remember our example of 10 expireds, you should set 1 listing appointment, but some of them aren't going to be home and some of them are going to be longer-term lead follow-up. So assuming that you are using a script, you're closing, you know, you're paying attention to what they're telling you about, you know, you should get 1 in 10 out of your lead follow-up calls, your expired calls, your asset manager calls, your short sale leads, your signed calls, et cetera. If you're not getting at least a 1 in 10 conversion rate, then you are either making it all about you still and not asking good questions. You may not be using a script, and you might be doing all of that okay, but you're not a great closer. You're still of the mindset that, well, they'll call me when they're ready. Okay, remove that thought. They never call you when they're ready. They go list with whoever they ran into at an open house. or, you know, their friend from church that happens to be licensed. They list with whoever they think of first. And if you haven't been following up, they're not going to call you when they're ready. They're just going to list with whoever's convenient. So remove the thought from your head that they're going to, quote, call you when they're ready. Remember, it's a numbers game, right? So number six, this is something that I'm not convinced all of you are doing yet. Role play your scripts. Find someone else in your office or call our offices and ask for somebody nearby. Actually, they don't even have to be nearby. They could be in a different time zone. And you just simply set up a call every week or every day is even better. Okay, so role play your, excuse me, your scripts. Practice makes perfect. Doctors practice surgery before they operate. They use their scalpel on a tomato before they use it on real people skin, right? Thank God for that. Okay, so if everybody else practices, you know, pilots use flight simulators before they're practicing on passengers, okay? So what are you doing simulated conversations? Who are you doing that with? If you want to be treated like a professional and make professional money, then you've got to do what professionals do, and professionals practice. Now, obviously, a good way to practice is on real people because, remember, they don't have the script in front of them. But it would behoove you to, for 15 or 30 minutes every day, role play this. You could do it with your office manager. You could do it with the person who has the office next to you. Or you can call me and ask for somebody to set you up with who's also focused and working on scripts. You've got to role play your scripts to get better at them. Some of you, the whole issue is closing and asking for the business. Some of you have killer scripts. You have great conversations. You can pull the information out of somebody, but you just won't close. Maybe for you, role-playing closing scripts is going to be where it's at. And we have a call set up in my lineup here in the next month or so all about closing. All right, number seven, never give up. Remember the accumulation effect. You know, Tim and I were just talking about if there's one thing that we could instill in all of you, it is the thought that it takes more work and more effort for a longer amount of time than anybody would like. And I know you're probably tired of hearing that. You've heard that from your broker. You've heard it from other top producers. You've heard it from us. But the reason you keep hearing it is because it's true. Think of anything in life that you're really, really good at. Didn't you take a lot of experience and a lot of practice to get as good as you are at that? Or did you just roll out of bed and you were perfect at something? Okay? No, don't give up. It's the accumulation effect. My students who call their asset managers, a lot of you guys are in the REO class. And remember, in the REO class, you've got to be part of ResNet, part of Equator. You've got to have your resume figured out, and you're applying online to the asset management sites, followed by a phone call. And that's where some of you screw up, is you don't do the followed by the phone call part. But for those of you who do, you know that my students who do that regularly for half an hour a day, they already have tons of REO business because the accumulation effect has served them well. They did it for six long, arduous, torturesome months last year. They did it for half an hour a day, just like taking their vitamins, and they got over it to the point where they actually did it consistently, and now they have all the business. Well, students who sort of do it now and then when they feel like it and they get frustrated because they don't just get handed listings all the time, they don't have that accumulation effect working to their benefit. They have what we call the sporadic effect. If you work sporadically on creating income, you will have sporadic income. You'll have cash spurts versus cash flow. So don't give up. And when you're feeling frustrated, just ask for help. My graduate students all the time, they'll say, I'll get an email. I'm having a frustrating day. What do I do? How do I get back on the phone? How do I get back in the saddle? You know, what has to happen next? So don't feel like you're going through this alone, okay? It is the accumulation effect. And it's, you know, it's abnormal to expect to just get great results because you feel like it. There's nothing else in life that works that way. So I don't know why some of you expect real estate to be like that. All right, so where do you go next? Number one, if you do not already have a schedule that calls for you to do lead generation, dollar productive activity every day before noon, you got to get really, really clear on that. And you say, well, oh, you know, I'm so busy, I don't know how I'm going to fit it in. Well, you can be super busy in the afternoon. You've just got to schedule what you're doing. Unless you have a listing appointment or a buyer appointment in the morning, you should be doing lead generation. well, how do I decide who to call? You get on our website, harrisrealestateuniversity.com, and you go through call replays, and you go through the class notes, and you decide on four or five specific spokes in the wheel or avenues of business that you're going to pursue. Our recommendation is short sales, and if you're in the short sale, there's a document called 25 Surefire Lead Generators. Short sale, REO, buyers, past clients, and centers of influence. Those would be my top five, and I would make sure that I am touching all five of those on a daily basis. Short sales, REOs, buyers, past clients, and centers of influence, and I would add BPOs to that list as well. That is the key to happiness. Now, notice that I did not say pursue just one thing. And, you know, short sales, where's the best way to get short sales? Call expireds. That's why we teach you to call expireds, right? So you're going to choose at least five different ways you're going to be getting business. And then you're going to tailor make your schedule to reflect that. So, for example, if one of my spokes in the wheel, one of my avenues of generating income, I claim is going to be past clients or centers of influence, well, I better be calling at least five of them per day and actually having conversations about real estate. Again, we have scripts posted on this class website, harrisrealestateuniversity.com, past client center of influence script. And we have lots of calls that you can listen to about how to get more business from them. We'll be jumping that into that more this year as well. So if I claim that some of my business is going to come from past client center of influence referrals and repeat business, well, I can say that all day long, but what am I actually doing about it? Is it in my schedule to call and make contact with five people from my center of influence? Those could be five people from my BNI group. It could be five people from the Chamber of Commerce groups that I go to. It could be five people from my adult soccer team that I'm on, or five parents that I know from what my kids are doing, right? It could be going out my front door and door knocking five of my neighbors, right? But what are you doing about it on a daily basis? Is it in your schedule? The only way to cure your call reluctance, call avoidance, et cetera, is for you to actually take action. And that would be something for you to really take to heart and write down. What is the cure to what ails you in real estate? It's always taking action. And really, as we're fond of saying, the real answer is more listings. And that means you've got to take more action, right? All right, so then I'm going to look at my next spoke, and if my next spoke says that I am a short sale expert and I'm going to be doing lots of short sale business this year, well, my schedule better reflect that. So maybe I spend the next half hour, first half hour, calling past client centers of influence. Next half hour, I'm going to be calling expireds. I'm going to be doing fresh expired prospecting and expired lead follow-up. I'm going to spend at least a half an hour on that. If I claim that some of my business is going to come this year from REOs, well, I need to be spending some time registering on new websites and following up with a phone call to my asset manager contacts. If I say that some of my business is going to come from buyers, well, am I converting buyers off my signs? If I don't have any signs, am I holding open houses until I get three really great buyers in my inventory at all times? Most of my graduate students have at least $12,000 worth of income from just buyers this month alone, because they're following what we talk about. 2 to 3 active, pre-qualified, highly motivated, nothing to sell buyers at all times. They get it from converting off of their own signs, their 1-800 home hotline systems, internet leads, but they're relentless lead follower-uppers. Half hour a day on that. So if you were to spend a half an hour a day on five spokes, that's only 2.5 hours of work. Honest to God, guys, if you can't find that in your day, you're not working. You are self-unemployed, or you are a part-time hobbyist agent. And yet, some of you claim that you're full-time and that you're going to make tons of money this year. 2.5 hours, five spokes, half hour each, 2.5 hours, all happens before noon. Your goal is to set at least one new appointment before noon every day. So you set five appointments a week. Let's say three of them work out. Three deals a week. I mean, what is that worth to you? What's your average commission? Maybe it's $5,000. That's $15,000 of work per week. That's $30,000 every 2 weeks if only half of it works out. I mean, come on, guys. You all are very, very capable of this. So any questions that you have in between calls, you're going to send them to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Just like it sounds, no abbreviations, free coaching calls for agents, F-O-R, spelled out like it's supposed to be, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. That's part of your pay, what you're paying for in this class is to type in what your issue is, and I'll either email you the answer or a script or whatever you're working on, or I'll call you and we'll have a free coaching call together, just you and I, but only if I know that you need help. So what did you learn on today's call? Your job is to create new income on a daily basis. Again, that is your number one job. Create income on a daily basis. Create a schedule that reflects where you believe your business will come from this year. Now, some of your spokes, some of the things that you choose, are going to be more developed than others. Maybe every time you call a past client, they've got a referral for you because you've been doing it for years. And maybe REOs are harder for you because it's a new thought process. It's a different thing that you're learning. That's okay. What's not okay is to not create income for yourself every single day. Okay? Remember, it is your job. So if you have questions in between calls, you can either email me, julie@harrisrealestateuniversity.com, or you can go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. That's fine. And let me know what you're working on. Also, please share your victory stories so that I can share them with the group and inspire your fellow agents. And I will let you go. Have a fantastic and productive week, guys. See you soon.